The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
All right, can I go to the positive side of things? Because I've been in negative town.
Well, it was your answer, so sure, go two in a row, whatever.
All right, let me go to the positive side. And maybe this is going to hurt you as somebody that roots for the Cowboys. I thought Jalen Hurts looked pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I like what I'm seeing from him. Obviously, he's not going to be that good, but I think that he's taken steps forward. I love all of his intangibles. So if he can get right on the field and, you know, take the next step as a passer, if I were you, I'd be a little worried about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
I think that there are, and maybe this is a future episode of the look ahead, there are, because, you know, when I look at the Cowboys, for example, like my job, there are several different forks in the road, like several players or several things that represent forks in the road for the team. That's not to say that they're all on the same path, but like they could go down different sort of alternate timelines or realities based on certain players. And I think the NFL as a whole is similar in that sense. I think Mac Jones is a fork in the road player, right? Like if Mac Jones elevates himself this season, holy crap, watch out. Like it's a very different year. If Trey Lance elevates himself this season, you know, he's another fork in the road player. Jalen Hurts might be the biggest one. Like if you're talking about ripple effects one way or the other, if he does take a step, if he does elevate his game from a passing perspective, because we know he has everything else, right? Like we know he can run. We don't know how long that will last, obviously. It's not something that like sticks as players get older. We know he has all the leadership qualities. We know his team is forward thinking. We know he has a supporting cast, a surrounding cast around him. We know he plays in a weak division in the weaker conference. If he elevates his game from a passing standpoint, yeah. I mean, and I think, you know, what we're ultimately saying is what Eagles fans have said all offseason long. And I can tell you is one of the, you know, one of the three legs of the NFC East mixtape tripod. Shout out to Rachel here, of course. I'm not fishing for MFWP points, but a lot of Eagles fans stats say like if the Eagles had Dak Prescott as their quarterback, they'd be Super Bowl favorites. And I think you can make that argument, right? Like that's, I mean, you know what? I don't know how good anybody believes Dak is, top five, top seven, whatever. But if you put that quality quarterback on that team, if that's who Jalen Hurts is, yeah, watch out. I think AJ Brown is his, like, just, you know, throw it at the wall receiver, right? Like, we're in the red zone, whatever. It's fourth and goal. It's third and goal. I'm just going to throw it up. AJ's a magnet. He's going to come down with it. That's a really valuable weapon that not a lot of teams have. Like, it's not easy to be a physical monster. Devontae, that's the thing, though. If he can master Devontae Smith the way that Josh Allen has mastered Stephon Diggs, if you can get your timing and your release and everything down to where you can hook up with him week in and week out, that offense is, I mean, we know it can run the ball very effectively based off of last year under Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni also represents like kind of a baby fork in the road in that way. I mean, yeah, I mean, it was not the most fun thing in the world to see Jalen Hurts have a somewhat promising preseason game.
I mean, 6 for 6, touchdown pass. If you're a Cowboys fan, that's the last thing you wanted to see, right? Like you wanted Jalen Hurts to go out there and look like a chicken running around with his head cut off. That's not what he looked like at all. Just so you know, I'm picking the Eagles to win the NFC East. I was picking them to win that before this preseason game was ever played.
Yeah, so you're basic. Sure.
Kudos to Jalen Hurts. You should be worried. Cowboys not winning the NFC East. Just get ready for it.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.